Hey, fantasy fanatics, and welcome to the 4Fs podcast. Lifelong friends Josh and Justin will carry you along this roller coaster season of Monday night comebacks, Sunday dominant performances, and the grueling pressure of not coming last in a league of their closest friends. Now here are your hosts, Josh and Justin.
And welcome back, football world. This is the 4F podcast with your co-host Justin and the commissioner himself, Josh. How's it going, man?
I'm not feeling very fantasy. You know, call me Mr. Last Place.
Oh, man. Someone's got to be last place, and I can't think of a better person to take the hit than you, man. You know, you're just always
John,
there for the team.
John and me were battling it out, and Bradford couldn't throw me a freaking bone. You know, if I won, I would have been in.
Yeah, you would have. You would have held the advantage.
I would have been better. I would have been safe. But, John, I'll take one for the team. The fantasy football loser sticker is going to look quite nice in the back of my truck.
What do you think about this, though? Even the terrible season you've had, up and down, you know, just so close to winning games and not quite there, it still took you to the last week to get last place. That's got to say something.
I don't know. And I freaking... Just my luck, just like the rest of the season, if I played majority of all the other teams, I would have won. So my schedule just sucked this year.
Yeah, we'll get that in a little bit. So I wanted to say, right now we are in the first round of playoffs. We're just getting started. We have a crazy season, many ups and downs. Like, guys getting hurt. Like you said, you have, you know, just terrible luck against the teams that are just a little better than you. Again, sorry, Josh, but that's how it's got to go this season.
Yeah. It is what it is, right?
I do want to give you some praise, though. We didn't have an episode last week, so we did have a fab grab. You blew $43 on Zeke Elliott, who got you 26 points for your week last week.
I know. He was like the long shot. I was like, well, there's no week after this week, so I need to just get a player who I can throw in and maybe get me a win. And he did good. I mean, he did great. My team did really good. Minus the fact that Bradford just did that much better than me.
But I mean, it shows you go. The money doesn't carry over. So if you know, want to take the last shot, you know, give you every chance of hope, you might as well, you know?
Yep, that was it.
And mind you, won the bid over Eric, who paid $24. So you definitely had to pay top dollar to get Ezekiel Elliott on your team.
Yeah. Well, he didn't. He helped me, but nobody else on my team did.
That's all right, man. There's always that season. We've got to, you know, continue on cheering on the other guys, and we'll just go from there, you know?
Yep.
Do you have any commissioners corner this week, or are you just kind of just going to wall in your self-pity?
Disgust. No, just now that we're done with the regular season, I just want to say thank you, everybody, for playing this year. I know I really enjoy it, even when I get last place. It's frustrating, but it's still so much fun. So I just want to say thank you very much, everybody, for joining us this season, and good luck to all those who are still in it in the playoffs. So, and then, of course, thank you to my co-host, Justin, for recording this podcast with me every week. We have missed a few weeks here and there, but for the most part, we're together here every week, you know, spitting out the recap of the week and all that. So, appreciate you, Justin, recording this. And it's fun.
I appreciate you, man, giving me your time. I know you got a busy life with your daughter, of course, and your job, but thanks for spending some time to, you know, go over this with me and made this season a whole lot better recapping with you.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed it as well, so.
All right, enough of the mushy stuff. Let's get on over here, you know?
Yeah, so let's do it.
We're going to start off with a new segment for the week. I decided to do a pickup of the season. So a lot of times, you know, I'm talking about fat grab and, you know, did I pick up the right guy? Did I play the right guy? So I want to know, of these, let's see, four players, who do you think what the pickup of the season was? We have C.J. Stroud, who was actually added and dropped a couple times, but last picked up by Joe. We had Puka Nacua, who picked up by Justin Ray. Kyron Williams, picked up by me. And Raheem Mostert, picked up by Zach. Of the four players, who would you say would be, like, the, not MVP, but kind of the one that kept them afloat for the most part, for the whole season?
Well, Raheem was picked up, right? Zach didn't draft him?
Yeah, he was picked up not too long after the draft was completed. I checked.
Yeah, so he must have been like, nobody picked him up, I'm going to pick him. But that was a good – that was a really good pickup, and he's been solid for him all season. But I would have to say, like, if the true, like, waiver wire pickup, like, after the, you know, first week started or whatever, I'm going to go with Kyren Williams. When he was healthy and when he was out there playing, he got quite a few points every week. He was, you know, every week starter for somebody who was picked up off the bench. So it's I think I'm going to go with him. Let me look at him.
For me, like, played less games than Eckler, I want to say, but did far better throughout the season. Like, so many big huge games I had from Williams, and then I'm so glad I picked him up. Like, he's definitely a, you know, end of the first round, at least top of the second round talent going next year if he stays in his role.
Yeah, he had two bad games where he had 7 points, but the rest of them were 17, 27, 32, 26, and then he missed a bunch of weeks. Then 43, 19, 19. Like, he's been solid every game except for two that he played.
Yeah, I'm really thankful I got him. Definitely played his role better. I honestly picked him on, like, a whim. Because, I mean, I wasn't sure about the Rams' offense. They lost, you know, as you know, Cooper Kupp pretty early in the season. Didn't know how they were going to play. If they're, you know, Stafford got hurt. So it was definitely kind of an iffy season. But I heard he was the starter, so I picked him up, you know, kind of on a whim. Was able to get him and definitely played him every week I could.
That's awesome. It worked out really well.
For me, myself, I, of course, love Kyren Williams, as you said. I definitely, you remember, made the bet that if somehow I was able to make it and win the championship, I was going to get a Williams jersey. That, of course, won't happen because I'm out of the playoffs too, but I'm going to have to go with Raheem Mostert. I think the fact that we just decided that Zach didn't draft him was able to still have him use him, who had major weeks and kept Zach pretty well standard, not standard, pretty well guarded on winning some games this season. So I give Raheem Mostert my pick of the season for Zach. He's one of the only teams that barely used the waiver budget and then pretty much have the same team he drafted. But so that Raheem Mostert was the extra punch he needed to win 11-3.
Yeah, and Raheem Mostert had some good weeks, 30, 45, 50, 38. But he had some really like kind of down weeks too, 5, 10, 14, 9, 11. And so, yeah, he's been good, and everybody was just – I think everybody was worried that he was going to get hurt because he got hurt every year. But this is, like, his first season where he's actually able to play and has been staying healthy. So
also, it was interesting because, like, Jeff Wilson was supposed to come back. You didn't know how he was going to fit in the picture. And they love A-Chain, who was coming out. And he had like several games, they both had, like, 30 points. And then A-Chain went down, so you know Raheem was going to get most of the work. So overall, yeah. It's – a great workhorse to, you know, be in the chamber for Zach right there.
Yeah, if A-Chan was going to make it, or if A-Chan was stayed healthy all season, I think he might have been in the candidate for pickup of the season as well.
Yeah, I definitely.
I mean, he had, 56-point game, 31, 26. Like, he had three, like, massive games. Then he got hurt. And then he kind of came back and he was kind of got hurt again. And then he had a great game against Washington with 25. So yeah. If A-Chan was healthy all season, he probably would have been the pickup. I'm just so happy I have him in Dynasty. I have A-Chan's going to be a cornerstone of my running back room for the foreseeable future.
That just goes to my point, too, that even though they had two solid running backs, they were both able to perform very well in the Miami offense for at least the majority of the season. So you could actually entertain Mostert and HN, but either way, I would say, you know, Mostert was definitely a great pickup because he played a few more weeks than HN did.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I actually had HN and Mostert in the Dynasty League, and I played both of them a few weeks just because they didn't have really any options because Kyren Williams was hurt and all that. So
absolutely.
And HN almost won me this week against Chris in Dynasty. I would have won Chris and snuck into the playoffs if I was able to if A-Chan just caught one more pass. I lost by 1.4 points. So if A-Chan caught one pass for 4 yards,
yeah. But if he fumbled, you would have lost by 3.
Yeah, well, and with my luck, he probably would have. But
anyway,
if he was able just to step out of bounds right at the end instead of, but yeah. That's the way a cookie crumbles.
Absolutely, man. So like I said, we're gonna go through the last few recaps, and if we didn't have a episode, just kind of not go through all the stats and stuff. Just kind of give you the rundown of each game and kind of what it meant to the playoffs, and we'll get into our playoff picture. So first game, kind of a combo. Joe defeats Eric 129-100, and of course I beat Caleb 107-76, and that Joe win and Caleb loss gives Joe the division, so he will be the other first round bye for the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And what we got next, Josh?
So Matthew beat Justin Ray 106-85, and that win got Matthew his spot in the playoffs.
Yeah, I definitely needed Matthew to lose because
he got that last spot. Yep. So that was good on Matthew. Matt was in a win situation. What was his final? I'm trying to look at the final standings.
I think him and I tied, but because he had more points, he had the spot above me.
Okay, so you guys had the same record, but he had more points for the season.
So I need him to fully lose, so I would have a better record, and then I would have been the last spot. And I would have played Caleb again. But nonetheless, Matthew, great job. You win. Hope you get much farther than you've had before. And good luck to all you guys.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, you were you lost out by 47 points. So.
Yeah. It was crazy. Like, I definitely had a few games where I, like, won by two but only scored, like, 95 points. Mm-hmm. So in the end, it didn't help me. But nonetheless, all the losses that I had didn't help either. So,
great job. Alex had a... You talk about hard luck, too. Alex had 1,800 points scored, which was most out of anybody other than Zach. Second most score points, and he still didn't make it in.
Yeah. Which brings us to our game three. Of course, it was Zach Tanner versus Alex. Alex defeats him 160-121. So Zach finishes 11-3 for the regular season, and Alex goes to, 6-8? I think he was out by one game. Let's see here. Yep, 6-8, so he will take 8th place. So he will not make the playoffs, even though he made all the trades you could think of, which is kind of funny that, you know, he was clinching on the very end, but just still couldn't do it. All right.
Yeah.
What's our next spot?
And then Chris, I was hoping this game would go this way. Chris ended up beating John because I needed John to lose. Mm-hmm. Me not to get last place. So that particular portion happened. So Chris did end up beating them 138-119.
Great job, Whelan. Sorry, John. But luckily, John, you're not in last place. Which brings us to our last note of the recap. Despite having the 4th highest points of the week, Josh loses to Bradford 132-148, making him loser of the season. And I want to play balls violin for you, buddy.
World's smallest violin.
But, you know, like I said, you take a league champ. We appreciate you. We love you. We can't wait to put the sticker on your truck just so it can match everything you do. But nonetheless, I'm sure you'll do better now. You can't do any worse next year. You know, so things will be looking up next season already for you.
Yeah, that's true. But whenever somebody else gets last place, because it's not going to be me next year, I'm going to literally drive to your house wherever you're at. Well, even if you're in Buffalo, I'm going to stick that sticker on your car. So
we'll make a road trip on it. We'll do a podcast on the road, traveling to whoever's house it is, and we'll just sneakily add their sticker on their car so they won't notice until they see it in the back of their car.
Yes, and Chris, if you ever get last place again, I am not going to give you any slack. It's going on whatever car you own. If your name's on that car, it's going on that car. So tell Lydia, sucks. Tell Lydia that you suck at fantasy football, and that's the reason you have to have that.
She knew what she was getting into when she married you, all right?
Exactly.
Maybe not, but still. We love you, Lydia. All right, so now for our playoff picture. As we said, the first round of buys will be Zach, Super Saiyans, and number two will be Joe running up that hill. They'll have the week off. Even though they'll still be scoring, we'll kind of see how they do. See, you know, maybe some players from What If their arrows. But nonetheless, they're moving to the quarterfinals, or semifinals, I mean, no matter what. And then we have number five, Whelan and Dylan, versus number four, Team Dadford. And then Rat City Clutch at number three, versus number six, Mega Miller's team. Who do you think is going to win, Josh, out of the two games they're playing?
Well, since Team Dafford, like, his big boost of the season has been Lamar Jackson. And that's pretty much the reason why he beat me. And Lamar Jackson's playing against the Jags. I'm really hoping Lamar Jackson fails this week and Chris pulls off the victory.
Right now, he is projected to lose. I mean, we know we can't always go off of that.
Yeah. But he was projected to lose to me, too. So
it's a big gap, though. It's 9. It's a 21 points. That's because he's got Dylan in there, and Dylan's hurt right now. So, I mean, he's got, we got to see if we change that. Oh, but he's got two guys on IR, so he's got to pick up someone. Oh, this might doom him if he's not careful. Dafford, what are you doing, man? You got to change it up. He's got two tight ends starting, both projected under 10 points. So unless he's going to get, you know, 10 field goals from Justin Tucker, he's got quite a hill to go up there here. Chris has a solid team ready. He's got Brock Purdy against Arizona, so that could be very dangerous. He's got DJ Moore, who's been on a hot streak. He's got Myers playing today. With the Raiders versus the Chargers. But he's got Gibbs and Pollard at the back field. My George Kittle that was traded twice goes to Chris Whelan. Yeah, he's got Dustin Watson in the background.
The Purdy Kittle stack, so any points that Kittle gets, Purdy gets as well. So
if McCaffrey doesn't get all of them, we'll see.
I think it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, and then the other game, of course, is Mega Miller versus Rat City Clutch. This one should be a good game. Caleb, of course, is projected to win by 14. If you got Hurts on Monday night, that will be pretty interesting to see how many points he'll need. Jefferson said he's playing on Saturday. We have Saturday. Remember that, guys. We have Saturday games, so definitely check your lineup before then. You know, you got the Chargers and the Raiders tonight. And then Miller's got Mahomes, who's been underwhelming. He's got Ayuk against Arizona. Could maybe get a couple touchdowns. Oh, hey, George Pickens. At least one of my players in the playoffs still. That's funny. Then that's Diggs, of course, against Dallas. That'll be a tough game. And his bench. He's got Taylor out still. Maybe Dalton Schultz, but other than that, it'll be pretty interesting. So, you're going for Dafford. Who are you going for this game?
Of course, I have to go with blood. If I can't win it, at least a Carlson will win it. So, Caleb, I'm rooting for you, brother. And I think your team is a little bit better than Matthews. So
yeah, I'm going to go with probably Chris Whelan in the first game just because I think he's got overall a better team. And then I'm going to go for the underdog. I'll go for Matthew on the second game. Nothing against Caleb. But definitely see how that goes. I want Matthew to pull the Cinderella story, you know?
Yeah, no, true. Coming from the sixth place position. Hey, you know what? In fantasy football, anything can happen each week, so.
I will say the consolation bracket, I have the first round bye, which means absolutely nothing. That'll be fun. You know, I swear, if I get the most points this week on a consolation bracket bye, I'm going to be pissed. I mean, it's just going to be like just my luck as well. I already have 1 point, I think, because of Eckler. I think he's playing tonight. Yeah, the Chargers. So we'll see how he does. But other than that, me and Alex have the first round byes in the consolation brackets. You are facing Justin Ray. You're projected to win, so good luck with that. You're still going to be loser of the year. And then John plays Eric, who John is projected to win right now by 7, as it goes. We'll see how that goes. Whatever, keep an eye on the consolation bracket. It's not going to be as much, of course, as the playoff bracket, but, you know, we're all friends here. We want to see how we all do good or fail. So we'll see how that goes. All right, but this probably should be the easiest part. It's our final standings of the season. I went straight up on standing just because it made the most sense. So we have Super Saiyans running up that hill, Rat City Clutch at number 3. Any debate on those?
Nope. I think that's pretty in line with how the season went, so yeah.
Then we got Team Dafford, Whelan and Dylan, Mega Miller's team. Again, not much. I mean, if you wanted to flip Dafford and Whelan, you might be able to, but other than that, like, until you see the game go by, not really to change much.
Yeah, and if Lamar Jackson – you know, he goes off, you know, that could win you any week, anytime. So
Absolutely.
And we thought, and he's had the same team all season. We thought his team was going to pooter out, but he just find ways to win. So,
absolutely. And we have my team, Great Valley Broncos. EW won't call back. Kansas City Goobers at 7-8-9. I don't really see an issue there, unless you do.
Nope. I think that's. I have no comment.
And last but not least, except you are last, Receive Worldwide, Miami Sharks, and then number 12, Mag Attack, for our loser of the year.
Yes. I'm sorry, Mackenzie. I have let you down. Next year, I'll take your name off of my horrid team to try to redeem some quality.
I would say that that's the one positive of your team is that, you know, even if you're losing, you still see her baby photo in the Jets onesie, and it would bring a smile to your face.
It would. And I put the little eye black on her. I didn't put that on her in real life, of course. My awesome Photoshop skills.
Of course. Can we say for sure now that I at least won the trade with Alex? Or do you still disagree?
I still disagree. Alex, like, almost took that team to the playoffs. So
did I.
Yeah, I mean, you guys end up, you did end up with a better trade, or you ended up with a better record at the end. But
I don't Alex think went, because let's see here. I'm sorry.
Alex had just terrible luck like me because Alex scored the second most points in the entire league, and still didn't make the playoffs. I think he dug himself too big of a hole, and then he got hot, and then he just couldn't win out.
I think at least quarterback-wise, I had the better end of the deal.
Josh Allen did do everything for you because Tua hasn't really done much this year at all. He's had, like, what, two or three good games, and other than that.
Yeah, he had two 30-point games in the first couple weeks, and then the next highest was 28, week six, and then he kind of dusts down. I mean, he has a couple of 20-point games, which isn't bad. You know, 20-point games you can live with. But, like, last week he had 8. And that's kind of what I've seen is that he was, you know, they're depending more on the run game, obviously, so it wasn't, you know, helping me. He wasn't running. And so even though, and of course, I gave up ETN, which I didn't want to, but I knew how to give up a little something higher. And then ETN, he had a couple of good games the first few weeks. And then, I mean, a little higher than average. So, I mean, maybe, all right, I'll give the edge to Alex a little bit over since ETN. Didn't do as terrible because, like, for me, he had 20, then he had 6, 17, and 9. So he's up and down. Of course, the week I traded him, he goes 40, 22, 22, 25. Bye week, has a couple off games, and he's 12, 17, 16. So I don't think ETN necessarily won Alex, like, a games last half of the season. Mm-hmm. I was in Christian McCaffrey, which did good. And then the trade for CeeDee Lamb, I'd probably say won Alex over everything.
Yeah.
Because he only traded, treated Kittle and another receiver, I want to say. And you got Lamb and, like, Tank Dell had a few good weeks in the IR. But, I mean, other than that, like, CeeDee Lamb was, you know, crazy last half of the season. So kudos to that for Alex. So I pulled my brain back a little bit. Alex probably had the edge slightly. But, you know, I think it was for what I needed, it was a good trade for me.
In my trade with Alex for Ridley, essentially I traded Ridley for Mike Evans.
Yeah.
And I mean, Brian Robinson did great for me as a running back. He was a great, solid, you know, running back thing. So that really helped me. But I think I would have won a few more weeks if I definitely would have won one more game if I had Mike Evans still on my team.
Yeah, it depends on the week, but definitely would have. Not
20, 12, 12, like 26, 25. Like Ridley was getting me like 1 point for a while there. So,
yeah. I mean, just kind of goes to show. Definitely after the trades, Alex had the best team on paper. Like ETN, McCaffrey, well, you know, two at least, you know, was a top 10 starter. He had Lamb, Evans. So, I mean, you definitely could. You were kind of nervous playing against him for several weeks and shows that he had the most points of the season. Just lost the few games he could lose and, you know, lost at the end, so he was out of the playoffs, but yeah. Heck of a run by Alex.
Hey, you know what? Alex took a shot, took a chance. He knew he wasn't going to make it with the team he had, so he tried to increase his odds, and he almost did it. So kudos to Alex, right?
Yeah, I think right after the draft, he said he hated his team. He usually says that right after. It's twice called a gamble. You either do well or you don't.
Yep. All
right, any more thoughts on the season before we get to our Dynasty League?
No, I think we covered it pretty good.
You want to say good riddance to the season now?
Yeah, I'm ready to. When is next season?
The draft is probably what we're shooting for, like August.
Yeah, it'll be in August. So that's when I can take my
sticker. I know if you like mid September. We wait till like almost regular season starts.
Make sure we try to do it the week before. I know the weekend of Labor Day is always a good one because everybody has that Monday off. But Dooney and I always do something with when we got time off. So we try to do it the weekend before Labor Day. So it'll be like the last weekend of August, most likely. But while I'm talking about it, I know we're not there yet. But again, everybody's invited over to the house for the Super Bowl. So if you listen to this, you're invited.
Are we doing squares again? Are we not sure yet?
I think so. I think I got to reach out. I got to poll everybody. So I'll send a text to everybody to get everybody's thoughts. If the majority of the league likes it, want to do it that way again, we'll do it that way again. If anybody has a better idea, please feel free to send it my way. Let's talk about it. What's a better, more fun way to keep everybody involved, entertained, and selecting the draft order for next year.
Awesome. So we'll get right into our Dynasty talk. Of course, we're in the playoffs there. Chris Whelan and Caleb have the first round byes in that league, so congrats to them. Yep. And the games will be as follows: Matthew versus Justin Ray, and myself versus Sean Steed. Matthew in playoff both leads. It's kind of cool. Not usually like him.
And this has been such a competitive league. Like everybody was pretty. I mean, what we had 7-7-7.
Yeah,
the 6-8, 6-8, and then five. The last two teams were 5-9. I mean, that's pretty good. Like nobody really tanked. You know, people were winning each week. It was very competitive.
But yeah, everyone was kind of close for a while. Chris is the one that had 10 wins, so he was a shoo-in last week. I was kind of fighting for it. But the only ones that were like officially out were probably John and Eric because they lost the last couple games. But even still, like they were, no one's fishing out till kind of the very end.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know, the people, you know, just how close everything was, and it was fun kind of keeping an eye on it. And you know, next year I'm sure we're gonna get a little bit more competitive. So, I think next year we're only gonna do three rounds at the draft, three or four rounds. So it'll just be rookies. So you'll have to look at your team, but it'll be a quick draft. So we'll do that one again before we do the regular one. Whatever weekend.
That'll be interesting if anyone decides like do any kind of trade for picks or anything, you know.
Yeah. That one you can trade picks, you can trade fab. You can it'll be interesting.
And also because of that now, the final season is done. We know the draft order that we're doing in the Dynasty League. John, you are in 10th place, but you are the first round pick, our number one pick for next year. So congrats to John on that one.
Yep.
I'm like dead middle, which will be nice.
I think I'm going to do it like the NFL does it, right? So everybody who didn't make the playoffs, it'll go 1, John, 2, Eric, 3,
Alex.
For me, and then I'll place it based on the playoffs.
So first one, I'll get the fifth place and so on.
Yeah, yep.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So that way, everything is that way. You know, if whoever wins, right, gets the last pick. If you, if Chris gets, you know, knocked out in the first round, then. Well, he won't get knocked out in the first round because he's
first round bye.
So first round bye. So the worst he could do is probably 4. But
that's a good idea. That way, you know, if you're, you know, say if you're, I'm sorry, look at the standings real quick.
Yeah, if you somehow get to become the champion, you should get the last pick, right? That's kind of how it goes.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't be fair if you win the championship, then you have, like, you know, the fifth best pick in the league.
Yeah.
You got to, you know, make it – your prize is to win your league, and then you get the 10th place. Which, of course, I mean, back-to-back picks in a 10-team league is not bad. All around.
Yeah, no, not bad at all. You
have someone that older quarterback that someone needs, and you trade them, or you have two quarterbacks that are kind of studs, and you trade one of those for – higher pick, whatever, or even a future pick, but
yeah. The thing about Dynasty too is everybody can kind of keep an eye on their team, stay active with it over the off season, and start, you know, say, hey, you know what, if I had another running back or if I had another receiver, I would have, you know, won this thing. So let me trade. Hey, I'll trade you my second round pick for your, you know, aging wide receiver who's not gonna, you know, be on your team very long, but I can use them for the next year and win the championship. So,
yeah, I think that draft coming up for this league in the Dynasty League will be probably more interesting. That everyone's just kind of getting their team together and see how it fits, and, you know, get used to the sleeper app and, you know, how everything works. And then that now we have a year of kind of in and kind of judging it. We'll definitely be able to be a little more active and stuff next season.
Yeah, and you know, if we really like the sleeper app, I can always convert our other league to this one as well, so we're not using two apps.
That's something we can definitely vote on too, if everyone loves it.
Yeah. I mean, Chris said it was hard for him, but I think it was mostly just because the Dynasty, you have so many benches and so many players. It was kind of hard to keep track of all that, but, you know, with the regular league in here, it would probably be a lot more manageable.
Yeah, and plus, you know, we're converting our league into it, so it'd be the same bench fonts and everything else. It's just a different app to, you know, to look into.
Yeah. I like to keep it on Yahoo because they have all the records, right? So everything's recorded on the league because it's been there for so long.
That's fair. Like I said, we'll look into it next season, kind of put it to a vote, see how you guys like it.
Yeah, if everybody wants to go over to Sleeper, I'm okay with that. Now, just kind of archive. We would just archive the Yahoo app, and I'd probably just keep like a note or something on my computer saying, "This is what the standings were. This is who won every year from there on."
Awesome, man. Well, any more notes for today?
No, I think that's it. I just want to say thank you again for everybody for playing this year. Good luck to the playoff people, and sorry to the toilet bowl people.
Yeah, man. Again, we appreciate you all listening. We'll try to get an episode out next week before Christmas. I'm not sure. But if you or not, happy holidays, everyone. Hope you all stay safe traveling and, you know, enjoy the holidays with your families. And we are going to miss you all in a great season. And we've got a few more games to go. We'll be at the end. We'll give out a belt and the football.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. So, again, yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody, if we don't record next week. Hope everybody has a safe Christmas and a safe New Year.
Awesome. Have a good night.
All right, bud. See you, everybody.